Are you supposed to count or are you not supposed to count people? On one hand, Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, Rashi says Klal Yisrael are counted out of love, which is a bit surprising because in Parshas Kisisa we read that we aren't allowed to count Jews unless commanded. Counting Jews, it seems, isn't a good thing. And therefore, that's why in Parshas Kisisa we're counted through the Chatzi Shekel. So are we supposed to be counted or not? In the Haftarah of this week, the Pasuk says, which means there's a number of Klal Yisrael which cannot be counted. So on one hand it says it's a number, on the other hand it says which can't be counted. Now, a number by definition means it can be counted. So what does it mean to say we are a number, but at the same time we can't be counted? So are we numbers or are we not numbers? And the answer is that we are both. Klal Yisrael, of course, we aren't numbers. Every yid is a soul, a brain, a personality that's unique. Everyone has their experiences that have shaped them, that makes them who they are, and they have their morals, their values, which make them unique. But at the same time, every yid needs to feel that he's part of Klal Yisrael. He has to see himself there as doing something for Klal Yisrael. Now, numbers mean something serial, mean something large, to understand that you're part of a mass. But there's no individuality as being part of something big. And what a person is supposed to do is supposed to understand the dichotomy between number one, being a part of Klal Yisrael, and understand and align themselves what it means to be a Yid. But on the other hand, to understand that every person is a Yachid. Every person is an individual. They have their role, their unique individuality that they need to bring to the world. For a person to look at himself as just a number is a terrible thing. That's a mistake. And so how do you do that? Practically, how is one supposed to understand that they're an individual and also to be part of a clan? So I once heard a mashal of, imagine I go and drop you off at a construction site and I say I'm going to pick you up at 10 p.m. It's 9 a.m. You look around and you have no idea what's going on. You've never been to a construction site in your life. And I drop you off and I say, get to work. So you're confused. What am I supposed to do? So you start looking around, and there's plumbing to do, there's electrics to do, there's brick, and everything is half done. And you're not sure really how to do it. You have nothing to help you out. So some might try and see if they can figure out what's going on. But what happens in a different scenario if I drop you off at a work site with a toolbox? So first, you open up the toolbox, and you see, oh, what's inside the toolbox? So you see this plumbing, you see the electrics, you see these bricks, everything needs to be done. So you look inside the toolbox and see, what tools have I been given to be able to do what I need to do? And by doing that, you discover what needs to be done by you. And that really is a job of every yid. What talents, abilities, and strengths do you have that will paint the picture of what Klal Yisrael needs? What strength of character did Hashem give me? What talents? What unique set of individual abilities do I have, and how does that fit into what Klal Yisrael need? So an individual is supposed to ask themselves, I'm different to everyone else. Every yid is an individual. Every yid has got their own unique role to play in this world, which Hashem gave them a role, a tafkid to play, and to look at Klal Yisrael and to see what needs to be done. In the way that Rabbi Sacks would say it, how do you know your purpose in the world is when where what you want to do meets what needs to be done. That's where Hashem wants us to be. And the more we think about this, the more we understand this and this process, the more we'll be able to tap into our unique mission and the potential within us and realize the impact that we can have. Good Shabbos.